Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga so whack. Turn up. Why you fucking with a nigga like that, huh?
What?
Wherever you got the nigga from?
Where you get that nigga from?
You need to take that nigga back. She be in the club. Tryna fuck with a nigga like me, yeah. Cause I be on my shit. Ain't never low key, yeah. I be on my shit. I be on my shit. I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
I stay strapped, case I gotta lay a bitch nigga flat. Just cause I rap, don't think that I won't bust my gas. I'm a thug from the mud. And I don't play that sucker shit, man. Real niggas show me love.
Real.
And bitches want my last name. I'd rather hang with a broke real nigga than a fake rich nigga. Fools show they true colors when they off that liquor. I was raised in the trenches with the grimies and hitters. Posted on the app with a mouthful of bitters. Talk by the OGs. Never let a hoe make us enemies. I'm solid as an oak tree. Never falling off like loose.
That nigga so whack.
Turn up.
Why you fucking with a nigga like that, huh?
What?
Wherever you got the nigga from?
Where you get that nigga from?
You need to take that nigga back. She be in the club. Tryna fuck with a nigga like me, yeah. Cause I be on my shit. Ain't never low key, yeah. I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
Focus on my family, man.
I be on my shit.
Turn to the max.
Down to that OG wax.
Vapor.
Counting these stacks. Running game on the bitch like laps.
Paper.
I like to get fucked up. Loaded and keyed off weed, man. The nigga bitch chose up.
Yeah.
Now she fucking with me, man.
If she knew better, she'd do better. Get rid of that square ass cubicle.
He's featherweight. I'm a heavyweight.
Jewelry louder than the music.
Riding to something foreign.
Born.
She tired of him. He born.
Boom.
I'm pulling up in that Phantom.
Bam.
My ugly ass like Hanson.
Speakers throwing the tantrum.
Money like Richard Branson. Alcohol in my hands. Cheers like Ted Danson. Congratulating and celebrating. Thanks for all the hate.
He asked too many questions, man. That nigga might be
tight. Why you fucking with a nigga like that, huh?
What?
Wherever you got the nigga from?
Where you get that nigga from?
You need to take that nigga back.
Take that nigga back, man.
She be in the club.
What she be doing?
Tryna fuck with a nigga like me, yeah.
A real way.
Cause I be on my shit.
Yeah.
Ain't never low key, yeah.
I'm out here.
I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit, I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit, I be on my shit.
Yo, 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 welcome back. This is your boy YB and my boy
Twin Tower number one representing.
Live in the mix on live YB, Young Block Radio. Today we're going to be talking about a little bit of Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas, man. What about it? What about it? What about it? I think Christmas has turned its face away from Jesus. What do you think, man?
Well, to be honest, a lot of people, they take Christmas in a different level. You know what I mean? They can either bring it with God in the mix, or they just bring it with the family. But to me, it is about God because God was born on Christmas Day.
Jesus.
You know? But really can't say anything about it because people could just celebrate Christmas and just pass out gifts and everything else to everybody. You know what I mean? Or they could do some other realistic things on Christmas.
Yeah, but I think that people have lost their sight about Christmas. You look on TV so much, they don't even talk about Jesus. They just talk about these gifts, everything that parents are supposed to buy and give their kids, and it's just taken away from the whole concept of
healthy motherfuckers, huh?
But hey, bro, what do you really think about Christmas? Do you think it should be just about gifts, or should it be about with God and family, or what?
About God and family, with giving and shit. You know what I'm saying? Giving to motherfuckers that's fortunate.
Yep.
I don't want to say nothing about God and family. I don't want to involve all that. And it's just time to give, man.
Time to give.
Yeah.
Give and be grateful and be thankful. But these commercials on TV is like, man, they just take the concept away. They want everybody to buy gifts, but, you know, they ain't even taking into consideration about how people are living. You know what I'm saying?
That was pulled away yesterday. That was bad. You know what I mean? Fucking sit on the corner and rent for it. I get that money $10. Like, shit.
See?
You know what I mean?
See?
Yeah.
See? It's always about giving. Yep. I seen somebody. I mean, the season of Christmas is supposed to make you want to do more for others rather than yourself.
Wow, I didn't even look at that. I'm three handed. Oh, my goodness.
Killer bee.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You said you want the knee?
Yeah, I'm going
to
give her a
glass. Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
Yeah, right now we're getting lit up in the studio. But we're about to get on to another track real quick. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is your boy, YB from Young Blog Radio, with our guest host, Twin Towers, number one from New York. This is your boy, YB from Young Blog Radio.
Once he got in good, he started dogging you out.
I'm gonna let her,
yep.
From the bottom to the top. YB in Twin Towers from New York out on the YB radio station out here in AZ. We just chilling, having a good time. But coming to find out, we saw the news on some things where...
I'm wondering, I'm asking...
Excuse me, sorry about that. I heard about it. It was on the news that there was a place out in Phoenix where it's a thing for veterans and everything else, where they're homeless, they have no other place to go. But it's a cool little kickback spot. They had tents, games, couches, and all that. They were all kicking back at everything. And then now all of a sudden that they're ending up kicking them out of there, which I have no idea why they're kicking them out of there, but I think it's just ridiculous. Why would you want to kick a vet out of an area where he's been living at for so long and it's on a Christmas month? You know what I'm saying? But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about the noise in the background, just that my brother and my guest host are having a little Titan conversation. But, yeah, it's just insanity, but here we go, y'all. Yo, Twin, why don't you go ahead and tell these people how it's fucked up when the veterans are being kicked out and everything else from that one spot?
Well, I think it's a terrible and bad situation because people put their lives on the line for the country, and the country don't treat them the same way. I mean, here it is in our own backyard. We have so much homelessness and we have so much poverty going on. It's just ridiculous, you know.
Especially
it's just
Christmas,
ridiculous.
Though.
Well, that should...
In the Christmas month, why would you want to remove the vets that put their life on the line for this country and for all of us, and you're going to kick them out of an area where they have no other place to go?
That just goes to show that they don't care about what month it is. They willing to do it at any time. That just goes to show that they don't have no heart. That just goes to show that their commitment towards trying to make better lives and better things for people don't work. It don't work for them at all. And it's a shame and it's terrible. And me as a vet, I know what it's like to be out there. I know what it's like to be homeless. I was homeless. And it's not a good feeling. Thank God.
How long were you home?
Thank God that I used the resources more better than maybe what some other people did. But I was only homeless for like 3 days. So I don't know if that's something to laugh at or something to be happy about or something, you know. But you know, I was homeless and I had to follow the procedure. But I think that a whole lot of vets also don't have the time and the patience to go through paperwork like I did. I had to go through a lot of paperwork just to get qualified, just to get something to where I live at right now, which is,
yeah,
you saw where I live at.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's an all vet community.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're building more stuff. But the paperwork that you gotta go through, I think that is a headache for a whole lot of vets to be a part of.
It may be a
of
headache,
that.
But it's a place for them.
It would be better than
the
place that they tried to send me to, which was a homeless shelter, and they told me I had to take my stuff with me in the shower, and they told me that when they told me that I said y'all must be looking for someone to get fucked up there. You know what I'm saying? And they said, well, it's been known that people that went and took showers and came back and their stuff was gone. So even if you take a shower and the shit, you need to take your stuff. So I said, well, I don't want to be here because I don't want to be fucking up a lot of people and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know? So I left that place. And, you know, that's what you got to think about. Some of those decisions are tough and whatnot because, you know, they put you in uncompromising positions. And if you go thinking, okay, this is certified, this is security, this is safe, you know, everybody's vets and everybody's, you know, no, people got different agendas on their mind and people are different. People been out there longer than you, you know, so
yeah,
you don't know what they dealing with. So, you know, I didn't want to hurt nobody, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm not trying to put people on blast or anything, but it's like, with people
on Christmas
today. No one loves the thief.
On Christmas today.
Don't be a thief.
But like when we're talking about Christmas and everything, bro, like it's all about giving more than receiving.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Like that Thanksgiving dinner that we did. We went and took a family of four
for
a meal over to a home for a man that was in the Marines. Like he's a vet.
Yes.
And his wife is going through some
surgery,
some surgery and everything.
Yep.
She can't even keep her balance or anything with everything that's going on.
Two kids.
You know?
Like, I don't see how...
Oh, that's what they need to put those little donations on, that Facebook video.
Like, I don't see how people would actually be worried about receiving more things than to actually get. You know what I'm saying? But it's just ridiculous. But ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go on another break real quick by playing another song by E40 Cheated Bane. So here we go. It's your boy YB at Twin Towers from YB Young Block Radio.
This is another DJ Amen world premiere.
Young California.
Young California.
Charisma.
Amen.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bye bye. Chitty chitty bye bye. Chitty, chitty, bye, bye. Chitty, chitty, bye, bye.
I made a detour out of the gang when I was hustling crack. Made a couple of dollars, made a little bit of change, never looked back. You can find me at the shooting range, practicing, busting gaps. Want a vocal booth in this studio, busting rap. Put some gold on my body, out my body, off Carlos Rossi, I'm sloppy. I treat my luxury scraper like a Bugatti, lottie, daddy. She like the party off Miley Bacardi, let her get naughty. A hottie up in the lobby, she stopped. She said, 40 water, where you about to be? I said, follow me, bitch, room 223. You got to pay me, apparently no attention. That's how I do when you're born and raised in the P, Northern Cali, Silicon Valley.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Hey nigga, yeah, make it happen. Turn it on, ratchet, dead chick under my arm. Make your chick look every thick bitch. Yeah, big old ass poking like a cactus. And she got that face that belongs up in a beauty basket. It's your boy, Juicy J, trippy, I gorilla pimp. Falling hard every day, ratchet bitches can resist. I stay left into the bank, but my dough ain't funny. I run out of breath before I run out of money. Let I pop a pill, that's foreplay. Now I'm all in her face like Olay. I'm like, okay, I kill a pussy like OJ. When I'm finished with your woman, she gon' think we're so.
Your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 You wanna be around a winner.
A winner.
Say you only had a few niggas.
A few of them.
Girl, I'm just being honest.
Honest.
I know what you want and he's not it.
Not it.
I'm off the shit and I'm with it.
With it, man.
They can stop us, we gon' get it.
Get it, man.
I'm just being honest. I know what she want and he's not it. That's why
your baby mama love me. Your baby daddy hate me. Your bitch wanna fuck me. I said your bitch wanna fuck. And we gon' get it like chitty chitty bang bang.
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 Amen. That's who it is, man. That's who we listening to. That's who we in the mix with. And you know who I am. I'm E40. DJ Amen. What's happening with your boy?
Young California.
Young California.
Young California.
DJ Amen.
Charisma.
Yo, yo, welcome back. This is your boy, YB, Young Block from Young Block Radio with my boy, Twin Towers from New York. We up in the studio live in the mix, ladies and gentlemen. Today, it's just a day we were talking about Christmas and everything else, but right now, the guest calling number is 516-387-1339. Again, 516-387-1339. You guys want to call in, say what you need to say, let me know. Go ahead and call in. We'll be waiting on y'all. So, again, this is us, YB, and Twin Towers, number one from New York, out in AZ, live in the mix on YB Young Block Radio.
That nigga so whack.
Turn up.
Why you fucking with a nigga like that?
Huh? What?
Wherever you got the nigga from?
Where you get that nigga from?
You need to take that nigga back. She be in the club. Tryna fuck with a nigga like me. Yeah. Cause I be on my shit.
And he never low key, yeah. I be on my shit. I be on my. I be on my shit. I be on my shit. I be on my. I be on my shit. I be on my shit. I be on my. I be on my shit. I be on my shit. I be on my. I be on my shit. I be on my.
I stay strapped. Case I gotta lay a bitch nigga flat. Just cause I rap, don't think that I won't bust my gas.
Get up.
I'm a thug from the mud, and I don't play that sucker shit, man. Real niggas show me love,
real.
And bitches want my last name.
My last.
I'd rather hang with a broke real nigga than a fake rich nigga. Fools show they true colors when they off that liquor. I was raised in the trenches with the grimies and hitters. Posted on the app with a mouthful of bitters. Talk by the OGs, never let a hoe make us enemies. I'm solid as an oak tree, never falling off like loose.
Now that nigga so whack, why you fucking with a nigga like that, huh?
What?
Wherever you got the nigga from,
where you get that nigga from?
You need to take that nigga back. She be in the club, tryna fuck with a nigga like me, yeah. Cause I be on my shit. Ain't never low key, yeah. I be on my shit. I be on my. I be on my shit. I be on my shit. I be on my. I be on my shit. I be on my shit. I be on my. I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
Focus on my family, man.
I be on my.
Fucking with it.
I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
Turn to the max. Down to that OG wax.
Vapor.
Counting these stacks. Running game on a bitch like laps.
Paper.
I like to get fucked up. Loaded and keyed off weed, man. The nigga bitch chose out.
Yeah.
Now she fucking with me, man.
If she knew better, she'd do better. Get rid of that square ass cubicle.
He's a featherweight. I'm a heavyweight.
Jewelry louder than the music.
Riding in something foreign. She tired of him. He born.
Boom.
Pulling up in that Phantom.
My ugly ass like ass.
Fingers throwing the tantrum.
Money like Richard Branson.
Alcohol in my hands.
Cheers like Ted Dance.
Congratulating and celebrating. Thanks for all the hate.
He asked too many questions, man. The nigga might be
taking. Why you fucking with a nigga like that, huh?
What?
Wherever you got the nigga from.
Where you get that nigga from?
You need to take that nigga back.
Take that nigga back, man.
She be in the club.
What she be doing?
Tryna fuck with a nigga like me, yeah.
A real way.
Cause I be on my shit.
Yeah.
Ain't never low key, yeah.
I'm out, yeah.
I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit. I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit, I be on my shit.
My shit.
I be on my.
My.
I be on my shit, I be on my shit.